Now, look, Bob, I got a great idea for your next road picture.
I'm Santa Barbara.
It'll be about my hometown. Now, we'll call it The Road to Rocky Mount, Bullwinkle County, North Carolina.
That's 20 minutes of the picture right there.
Now, Bob, I'll be the star, and it's all about me. Now, in the first scene, I'm reading a letter from my folks, and it says, "Come on home, Kay. All is forgiven."
Even your radio program? Look, LSMFT, is Dorothy in this super... Is Dorothy in this super epic?
Why, sure, she's what gave me the idea. You know, Miss Lemoore is a lot like the state of Carolina. Take her eyes. That's the blue sky. And her shoulders. That's the curve of the coastline. And her sarong.
That's the solid south.
Well, let's get back to the picture. Now, the road to North Carolina. We start out, and after we've gone a few miles, we make a little detour.
Detour?
Yeah, we have to go around a big stack of tobacco. Then a little farther on, we come to another stack of tobacco.
Look, couldn't we come across a pile of irium somewhere in here? Let's not be selfish. I've got to live too, you know.
Okay, now we keep on going, and suddenly when we turn a corner, we see a big lump in the middle of the road.
I knew we'd come to Crosby sooner or later.
Yep, Bob.
Don't kick it. It may be a relative. Go ahead.
Yes, Bob. Sounds like all yours are here tonight. Yes, Bob, it's Bing, all right, and we pick him up because he's worried.
Well, he ought to be. With four kids, it's a long way between service stations. Free ones.
Oh, well. Oh, well, I can see you're not going to be serious about my road picture. So I'm going to take the liberty of introducing our next guest. Men, here's one of the brightest guys ever to unload his talent in Tin Pan Alley. His list of hits looks like the box score of a game between South Chicago and Gary, Indiana. He represents the jive element on your Christmas party. Spell it backwards, it's Yin Hodge Rec Rim. But the old-fashioned way, here's Johnny Mercer.
Thanks, Ken. A slick old Christmas to you all, men. All year long, I've been coming on these shows singing my own songs. So I thought, seeing as how this is Christmas and I want you to enjoy yourselves, I'd sing somebody else's. Grab a mitt full of Is You Is or Is You Etc. I got a gal who's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk up to her gate, see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You is still my baby, baby. But it seems my flame in your heart done gone out. Now a woman is a creature that has always been strange. When you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true? Baby true. Is my baby true?
Ah, thanks a lot, Johnny Mercer. Say, fellas, although our next guest isn't going to sing, believe me, he really has something to sing about. About the way his boys all over the world are fighting and winning. Yep, this man has a lot of men that he wants to say Merry Christmas to all you men in the armed forces. We've thought of a special hello to his own boys in the Navy, the Coast Guard, and the Marines. I'm mighty proud and happy to have a word from the Honorable James Forrestal, Secretary of the Navy.
I know that Christmas means one thing above all to you who are serving overseas. Home. Yet once again, Christmas finds most of the men and women of the services separated from their families. This year, however, you overseas and we at home are united by hope and determination. Our hope springs from our ability to see at last what the end of this catastrophe certainly shall be. Victory will be ours. Our determination is that your efforts shall not be in vain, and that the evil forces shall not again be permitted to roll across the face of the earth after your victory has been achieved. Until then, we want you to know that you are very much in our heart and our thoughts on this Christmas day, as on every day that you are away. For the new year, we join with you in wishing for our country the finest gift of all, victory and a peace which shall endure.
Now, fellas, we bring you one of the brightest young stars ever to flash across the entertainment world. Loads of charm, bursting with talent, a really thrilling personality, effervescent, magnetic, dynamic, Danny Kaye.
Daniel.
Well, how are you tonight, Danny? Pretty good?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'll bet you have something really sensational for the Christmas Command performance, huh?
Uh-huh.
Something will really rock 'em and lay 'em in the aisles, huh?
Uh-huh.
What personality? What magnetism?
Uh-huh.
Is uh-huh all you can say?
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Well, say something else, for goodness sake.
И здравствуйте, леди, брабхо, пестрос, чинялил курдури, снял бреснел гвардош, снелба. Кормял.
What does that mean?
Uh-huh.
This is ridiculous. I thought you were supposed to be a comedian, Danny.
Oh, I am, Bob, but there's no sense trying to top you, the great Bob Hope. Why, you have loads of charm. You're bursting with talent, a really thrilling personality. Effervescent, magnetic, dynamic Bob Hope.
Uh-huh.
And besides, Bob, my files only go back to 1937.
Yes, that is a disadvantage. My ad-libs go clear back to Prohibition.
That's what I figured. So if you don't mind, Bob, I'll just sing.
All right, Danny, what's it going to be?
Well, I've had quite a few letters asking for the lobby number from the picture Up in Arms. And so... this, if you remember, is a scene that takes place in the movie theater. And, of course, it's a musical picture, and all musical pictures are alike. So supposing you do get in the theater and you do get a seat, and the woman in front does take her hat off, and you do get a look at the screen, what do you see?
Manic Depressive Pictures present...
Roar!
Hello, Fresno, goodbye! Produced by Are You Manic? And directed by Depressive.
Now you know the name of the picture and you'd like to see it. But no.
Screenplay by Gluck, from a stage play by Mutz, from a story by Blip, from a chapter by Runk, from a sentence by Dokes, from a comma by Stokes, from an idea by Grokes, based on a Joe Miller's a joke.
Now you know the name of the picture and who wrote it, and you'd still like to see it. But now...
Art direction, finger buff, interiors, Minerva buff, photography, Alonzo Tech recorded sound, as needle back upholstery, by Zachary, Nick Nackery, by Thackeray, by Dickery, and Dickery, by Doc. Now, finally, at last, comes the picture. And what do we see? The same old beautiful chorus girl. The opening scene is a ranch in Fresno, California. So what are they singing? When it's cherry blossom time in Orange, New Jersey, I will make a beach of a pair. I know we can't elope, so honey, do be mine. And if... Up from the gulch rides a hunk of man. He is a hero, cowboy, Dan, a galloping, yodeling buckaroo. His horse, of course, is a baritone, too.
I regret that old wagon wheel inside of me. I've got that.
The girls are delighted to hear this. But where is our heroine? As the bell rings for lunch, we find our heroine in the corral eating a hard out. She is Mary Sue Ann, the tap-dancing daughter of an American juggling act who left her on the doorstep of an old English castle where she was found by Sir Basil Metabolism, who said, "By Jove, a girl, baby! I shall raise her as my own daughter," which she did. But she wants to marry Cowboy Dan, who she met on the strip, and it was Robert's first night, and she wants to tap dance. The Cowboy Dan, who she met, wanted to tap dance, but she knows Sir Basil will never fit this. Never, never, never! That's why she is eating her heart out. But through her tears, she is singing a happy little song, because she is also a coloratura soprano. Beside herself. Her favorite position. She rushes to her father.
Oh, father, you must let me marry Cowboy Dan. He owns the biggest ranch in Texas.
Bar none.
Cowboy Dan cannot believe his ears. Bar none? Well, that's the password of the FBI. It can't be. No, no. Yes, yes. No, no. Yes, yes. No, no. Yes, yes. No, no. Yes, yes. It can't be.
But it was.
He rushes to Mary Sue Ann. Mary Sue Ann, you must help me. Can you tap out a message in code? This is a big chance. Now she can tap dance, which she does. But what has she done? She has betrayed her own father. But he isn't her father. He is Heinrich von Schlupen von Godesblumen. Heinrich Blum Godesblumen. The herd of the time. This herd, herd of the bow. Godesblum. Blum, herd, herd. The Frau Blum. And the dangerous German spy. Stick up your hands, you dirty rat, and gouter slate, and eisenblast. The FBI finally captures German spy Dan and Mary about to blend. You think the picture's about to end? But no. Who ever heard of a musical picture without Carmelita Pepita? The Bolivian bombshell.
I wish you could come with me to my little village in Bolivia. So peaceful there are the purple mountains with the lovely mist and the shining sun. And the little people who live so simple and quiet. And every night all they want to do is...
Conga! 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 Thank you, Danny. The shower's to the left. Thank you.